Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Hey. It's your girl POC. Welcome back to Revive. It's me, your girl, POC. Let's get it. Let's get it. It's another winning Wednesday here on Revive. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Spread the word. Spread the message that we are live right now on Time for an Awakening /Revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com /Revive. You can also go to TuneIn. You can either download the app or go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. You can hear me, your girl, POC, live on these airwaves from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. each and every winning Wednesday. Also, Sunday, we go live on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., so make sure you guys stay tuned to that. You do not want to miss Revive, because guess what, you guys? We are alive. We are definitely alive. Definitely shout out to Harmony, the goddess, and also True Heart, always coming through with the effortless energy, just making sure that Revive stays alive each and every Wednesday, each and every Sunday. Make sure you guys spread the word. Guess what? We got a timeline I want everybody to tune into on Facebook and Twitter as well, so make sure you guys go follow Revive on Facebook and Twitter at Revive_POC. Once again, that is Facebook and Twitter at Revive_POC. Just stay in the loop. And if you want to know what's coming up with me, your girl, POC, if you want to know what I'm doing each and every day, make sure you guys subscribe to that newsletter. Subscribe to that newsletter. Shout out to Harmony, the goddess, for putting that newsletter today. It's going to drop today. So make sure you guys subscribe so you can see August. I'm about to say July. We is August 2nd right now, right? Today is August 2nd, 2017 for you. You guys out there who's tripping like me, today is August. We are in the 8th month of the year. But once again, like I was saying, go subscribe to that newsletter. If you scroll down just a little bit under where you click that blue button to hear me live each and every Wednesday, each and every Sunday, right under that, the word subscribe is right there. Make sure you guys subscribe to the Revive newsletter, definitely, so you can stay in the loop. Upcoming events, upcoming shows, different topics, pre-recorded shows that we have done for the previous month, some Revive gear. You know you want to cop that Revive gear, definitely. Shout out to Tab Money for helping me put together that Revive gear. So shout out to Tab Money and the whole College Bound Entertainment family over there. You guys show me love. CBE, it's a lifestyle, as Tab Money would say, definitely. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Next Wednesday, Tab will be back on Revive for Tab Money Habits, so make sure you guys stay tuned. We live, maybe we live. And today, guess what we talking about? Relationships. Today on Revive, we are talking about relationships, you guys. And I got Harmony, the goddess, and also True Heart in the studio with me today. And I got a question, man. I got a question of the day, man. I got a question. I heard it was levels to the side chick thing, right? I heard it was levels. Like, it's like the side chick that just don't care. Like, you can do whatever, however, whenever. Then you got that side chick that catch feelings and be like, nah, that's my man, right? That's my man. And then you got that side chick that just really don't know that she is side chick. I'm like, they all know they side chicks, right? But somebody was breaking it down to me. It was like, nah, son, not everybody know when they a side chick. I'm like, how you not know? Like, you can tell when somebody being distant or somebody hiding something. You know, every time you walk in the room, the phone the other way. Or every time you come through, I gotta go real quick. Or, you know, you don't ever go in the house. You know, you always gotta, you talk to somebody at a certain time of the day, every day. You know, you only can talk between the hours of, 9 to 5 when you at work. Because after 5, you gotta go home to your girl, your man. So I think everyone knows or is aware of that. I think it's just that you are just being, you know, consciously sound to say, I don't care. Or consciously sound to just be like, maybe it is what it isn't, you know, maybe just being nervous, you know, maybe you're scared to ask that question, like, yo, are you messing with someone else? And I think that's the problem with our generation, communication. Like, I think we are lacking communication, especially in these relationships, and that's how we end up in situationships. That's how we're going to talk about it here today on Revive. We are about to talk about relationships here on Revive, but I got to ask you guys some questions, right? When it comes to the side chick thing, man, what's up? What's up with the side chick? How you guys feel about the side chick? Harmony, I'm going to start with you. How you feel about this whole, you know, side chick? chick situation. And also, before we get started with today's conversation, we do have a lot of guests coming on Revive. We have a full show for you guys, jam-packed show for you guys. So definitely stay tuned to today's show. We have a jam-packed show for you guys today. Also, I want to shout out Opt Radio. OptiServe Radio. Thank you, Troy. I was having my back. OptiServe Radio. I just did an incredible interview with them. They showed mad love. The energy was high. I appreciate that for allowing me to come on both Tyrone and Iris for allowing me to come back on. So I appreciate that, definitely. I just wanted to give them a quick shout out. Make sure you guys follow them on Facebook and Twitter and also Instagram at Iris is Find Your Wellness, and then Tyrone is OptPP2. Yeah, so you can see that on my timeline, but both Facebook and Twitter. But like I was saying, though, Harmony, how you feel about these side chicks? Tell me what you're thinking when you hear the word side chick.
Okay, so I'm no side chick expert. So I don't understand it a little bit. I'm still, you know, trying to process it through my mind. But I feel as though that sometimes we all have been side chicks in our life, whether we know it or not. And like you kind of, you know, explained earlier, I think it is levels to this. I honestly do. It are the ones that don't know, and are the ones that do know, just doesn't care, or just the ones that trying to get in, get a quick fix, and kind of get out. Like, you have that agreement. So I think it's all about the agreement that you have. And sometimes what bothers me is that the person be more honest with the side piece than they do with the main piece. And then the side piece try to, you know, swoop in and just try to act like, you know, the main piece. But that's how I feel. I don't understand it. I don't see what they get out of it. I don't see the home wrecking kind of thing. But sometimes relationships are dead for a long time, and you know, they go off to other people for entertainment. So I understand that part. But if the relationship is dead and you know it's dead, leave that person and don't put that person through all this hurt and pain, because black love is definitely revolutionary. And we already been through 500, 600 years of oppression, of pain, of suffering. So don't do that. You know, I'm a loyal one.
definitely. But sometimes, like, I understand what you're saying. Like, some people come in and be home wreckers, but some people really don't know if they wrecking the home or not, because the other person, the significant other that you're trusting to go out and be faithful to you and all these other things, like, they're the ones that should be telling you up front, like, yo, I got a home and you can't wreck it up. You know what I'm saying? But if you allow somebody to come in and wreck your home up, that shouldn't be the home wrecker's fault. That should be your spouse's fault or your significant other's fault. So I'm pointing my blame. And I think that that's another thing that we have gone wrong over the past years, that we have done wrong, I should say, over the past years, is that we tend to blame the person who wrecked the home. Like, oh, you knew this, you knew that. No, but your man or your woman was over here telling me X, Y, and Z and making me comfortable enough to do everything that you're naming that I did.
Right. That's what I'm saying, when they be more honest with the side piece, instead of going to your significant other, which you are in a relationship in, and being honest with them and telling them exactly how you feel, and this is not working, how can we work on this? And if it is dead, then kind of leave that alone. Like, don't drag someone along for your own, you know, your own meaning. How you felt, you heart?
Side chicks are honestly something else. I feel like we live in a generation of side chicks, side men. I don't even know what to call them when it's a man, but I agree with your point. People
side
don't.
Piece. That's a side piece.
Oh, it's a side piece. Oh, I apologize. Side anything. You're a side. Like, you're not the main course. At the end of the day.
I just made that up. I don't know if that's true, but side piece sounds better.
Look, at the end of the day, you are a side. When you go to the restaurant and they say you want this meal and you want two sides, like, you're an additional. Like, you're not the main course. And I feel like people. I sound fat talking about food, but honestly, truly, I feel like people just get so comfortable and people be proud, like, I'm the side chick. Girl, what? Like, let's really talk about it. Like, why do you feel that that's okay? But some people, just like POC said, girls and men, or, you know, women and men, are out here with people back at home in loving, caring relationships, and they want to add a little spice to their life, or they want to see how far that they can take it. So they go out and they entertain these people who are clearly looking for different things, whether it's an opportunity to get a nut of, or whether it's just honestly just you trying to go out to dinner. So for real, people just be in it for people always have different motives. And I think that's what you really, really don't know. You never know somebody's motives. You never know somebody's intentions. But by the same token, no, I don't have any respect or any trust or any faith in side chicks or side pieces. So.
And I think it makes it harder for the transparency and the vulnerability in the relationships as well. When a side chick come and now, you know, you don't have that trust factor. You don't have that communication. You lack in so many aspects to a relationship. So,
but what I will say is that at the end of the day, because when we talk about side pieces or side chicks, we're honestly talking about relationships, which is I'm loving this topic today, because at the end of the day, we need to get to the root of the problem in a relationship. Point blank, period. If you cheat, then that's not right. If you, I always talk to somebody, yo, if you're talking to me and you feel like you want to talk to somebody else or you want to cheat, just stop talking to me. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. I feel like always keep it 100. Like always keep it 100. And once people don't know how to keep it 100, that's when the trust starts to dwindle. That's when the communication starts to change. Because at the end of the day, you can't really trust and fully communicate with the person that you're supposed to be with. Why are you wasting time? And that's really a hashtag. It was a couple months ago. It was like, wasted time 2017. Waste her time 2017. We're too grown to be wasting each other's time. So it's just, I just feel like at the end of the day, if you feel like you're in a relationship and you feel like you want to go out and cheat, then that's corny. Just break up with the person that you're with, and then you're single and you could do whatever you want. But the problem with this generation is that people love to have their cake and eat it too. And that's not cool, because you're playing with people's emotions. I'm passionate, clearly. Go ahead, POC. What you was about to say?
It just sounds like you've been a side chick a couple times, because you got the answer for the side chick who with it and you got the answer for the side chick who not with it. Like, are you trying to tell us something?
No, that's what you got from what I said. Let me start over. So, what I should...
It's like, nah, but we do have our first guest coming up on the Revive platform today. This is one of my homies, one of my very, very dear and near homies. She is dropping her single this weekend. We have Ryan Collins coming up, man. She's incredible. She has all type of attributes that you can be naming right now, but I'm going to let her do her thing, definitely. Hey, Ryan, welcome to the Revive platform today.
Hey, girl, that's quite
awesome.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing great. I got to give you the right introduction, Ryan, especially when I'm talking to you, the queen that you are, definitely. Definitely. So today you're coming on Revive to inform us about your video shoot that you're doing. This, well, actually, not your video shoot. You did the video shoot back in December, right?
Yes, one of the coldest days of the year. You know, we had a super mild winter, and one of the coldest days is when I decided to shoot my video.
So tell us about video, and tell us about the song, and tell us a little bit about yourself. First, let's tell us a little bit about yourself so we can know exactly who we're talking to today.
Okay, so my name is Ryan Collins, and I am a singer-songwriter from the DMV area. My genre of music is like pop, R&B. I tell people like pop soul, like if NDIRE and Maroon 5 had a baby, it would be me. Awesome. So that's kind of the sound. It's super soulful, but it's also poppy. So, you know, from ages 2 to 82, you got people kind of bobbing their head and, you know, tapping their feet. So it's very inclusive music, and it makes you feel good. So this particular song is my very first single off of my first EP called I'm Here. I've been working on it for quite some time. I could honestly say that this EP kind of sums up the years of 20 to about 27. And that's a large gap of time for growing, but I really feel like this EP, in all actuality, is kind of like an EP where you're kind of in search of love, but you're also kind of in search of yourself. The first single is called State of the Union, which is what I shot the video, which is the song that I shot the video for. And it's more of my politically driven single. And the reason why I released that first was because I wanted people to know that in the midst of my music talking about love and people and how life is good, I also want people to understand that my music is conscious, and I'm also a conscious individual. And honestly, what's happening in our Black community is not okay, and we know this, you know?
Definitely.
And so the song is called State of the Union, and it pretty much takes a stab at just our Black youth getting shot down and things like that. And just kind of, it's a plea, like it's a ploy to get everyone involved to just kind of do their part in just making the world that we live in a better place.
Definitely. How can people find more of your music? Like, is your music out there for the public to listen to? Do you have a website, anything like that?
Not as of yet. The video will be released on Saturday. So, like, if you find me on all social media handles, which is Ryan Revolt, I-N-T-R-Y-A-N-R-E-V-O-L-T-I-N-T, on all social handles, IG, Twitter, as well as, well, Facebook, I'm Ryan Collins. But as well as YouTube, Ryan Revolt, INT, that's a YouTube channel. My new YouTube channel where the video will be premiering. So by all means, please follow me. And if you guys are in the DMV area, please come out to the video premiere. There'll be plenty more to follow. But I'm just trying to honestly pack the house and just kind of introduce who I am to people before the world sees it.
Definitely. So what time should people be sitting next to their laptop or their phone waiting for this video to premiere on Saturday on YouTube?
Well, the video premieres at 5 p.m.,
awesome.
So I'm going to need everybody and they mama, okay, everybody and literally they mama and they sister and they cousin and they brother
talk
to
about
tune
it.
In, okay, because I'm trying to get a whole bunch of views in like 24 hours, you know, just so we can kind of, you know, create a buzz in a small amount of time. And so if you can't make it to the event, at the very least, you could share the link when it does come out.
Definitely. And what's the name of the event that you're having?
So it's called State of the Union Premiere Party, video premiere party. It's solely my event. I do have, you know, some people, local artists kind of coming through the area just to kind of show love. But for the most part, it's just a day to kind of celebrate, you know, my music.
Perfect, perfect. And what are some other songs that you have put out there already? Is everything about, you know, the revolution and the State of the Union? Do you got any love songs for us? Because today on Revive, we're talking about relationships. You got any love songs for us that we can tap into right now?
Oh hell yeah! This is the oxymoron of it all is that the one song that I do have out is called "We're Through," and so it's kind of a breakup song. So I don't know if we're in the mood for love, if we want that. But I mean, "State of the Union" is kind of a love song, I guess.
Awesome.
But to be honest with you, this EP is kind of about the love loss acceptance. So accepting the fact that lovers may not be there, but understanding that you're worth it, like you're holding out for it. So I kind of came in on the tail end of the young lady talking, but I would just personally say my little tidbit is like, hold out.
Hold out? What you mean? You can't just say that like that, right? You got to explain that a little bit. You
gotta
give a sign.
I'm just going to briefly sum up where I've been in life, which is why this EP is so important, which is at the end of the day, I realized that we as women, but also we as people, because I'm not just going to talk about women, men too. Sometimes we kind of subject ourselves to things that honestly we're better than, you know what I'm saying? And so because we want a body around, or because we want good conversation, or because we want companionship, like our girlfriend over here who got companionship, you know what I'm saying? We will settle for the wrong person. And there'll even be signs that'll say that this person is wrong. But because we live in a day and age that tells us that we're somebody unless we have somebody, because, you know, social media is what validates you. And people get the definition of what relationships are off of social media, which is really not the case. It really shouldn't be the guy for you. But just the world that we live in, you know, people just are kind of constantly trying to keep up with the Joneses. So I've honestly taken a stand. I don't want to say in singleness, but I personally feel like the person for me is going to jump out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be so apparent that I'm going to have to follow it. So I'm no longer pursuing, like, you know, dead leads, if you get what I mean. Because what we as women have done, and I'm speaking on a personal experience, we've become, in a sense, the chasers, or, you know, like, and so men kind of step back in a sense and wait for us to make conversation or show that we're interested. And I personally don't feel like it should be that way. Like, I feel like if you, but on both ends of the spectrum, if you see something you like, say something. And so I'm no longer making it easy for people to approach me, if you get what I mean. If you want to say something, say something. If you don't, you don't, you know?
You just said all,
we don't. We
all
just
facts.
Don't talk.
You just said all facts, Ryan. Everything that you just said was facts. They sit around and look at us. Just they would stare at us for 30 minutes and not say a word. Like, what are you doing, bro?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't get up and come approach me, definitely. Like, or like all your pictures, right? True Heart just said, like all your pictures and don't say nothing. Just think that you're putting a heart next
like
to
all your pictures, so. But won't jump in your DM. You know what I'm saying? But it's. And a lot of it, I mean, we can go really deep, but I have conspiracy theories. I can't necessarily vouch for how true they are, but I feel like, you know, at the end of the day, it is a huge influx of, like, you know, single moms and things like that. And
definitely.
Unfortunately, you know, mothers teach their son, like, their nurturers over protectors as far as the men. So women kind of nurture their sons to the point where sons believe that every woman, in a sense, should be that way.
That's true.
You know, and so they expect you to nurture them, come to them, do what it is that their mother does, when really and truly they're supposed to be like the chasers, you know? Like, they're supposed to be the ones pursuing you, like. And so I just, and I mean, it, again, we live in the 21st century. So I'm not saying that, like, it's a double standard. Like, you know, no, a man always needs to approach me. Like, I feel like if you're interested, spark up a conversation. But men, if you see something you like, say something. Don't expect a woman to come over and say something to you.
Definitely. So before I let you go today, Ryan, I do got my last question, which is the question of the day. And to me, I'm hearing it's a rumor going around that it's levels to the side chick thing. It's levels to the side chick thing. Or how what are you getting from that?
It's levels to the side chick thing?
Yeah, like it's levels to the side chick. How do you feel about that?
But when we say levels, what do we mean? Like, they mean different things?
I'm learning as I'm going along, Ryan. I'm, like, learning myself. Like, the definitions of, I guess, yeah, the meanings of, you know, side chicks, how side chicks actually come about and things like that.
You asking the wrong person for me, because I just feel like if you're in a relationship, if you're no longer satisfied, get out of that relationship. Same. There's no need for a side chick or nothing. Because if you're in a relationship and you no longer want to be there, get out of it.
Definitely. I agree with that one, Ryan. I definitely agree with that.
But I would say the glory of the side chick came from reality TV. Period, point blank. Somebody dating somebody else's man and that thing being cute, reality TV.
Yes, you know that whole Love and Hip Hop era thing. Like, now, Ryan, you know they coming out with...
Even to the point now, you got 15-year-olds that want to show up and throw drinks in people's faces because they think that that's how it should be.
Definitely. You know?
And that's really not how it should be. People need to learn how to communicate. If you have a problem in your relationship, communicate.
Definitely. Ryan, you know they're coming out with a whole show of, like, side chicks of Charlotte. Like, a whole show about side chicks. Like, literally giving them a platform.
And I was just like, wow. Like, so the side chick is glorified. But also, I can't even say reality TV because look at something like Scandal, too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, good point,
Scandal
good point.
Was literally... This prominent black woman got so much going for herself, but yet she couldn't have a man to herself. She had to share a man with somebody. I think it's just honestly, it's the self-worth of women. I hate to say it, but
that was a good point right there.
I hate to relate it to Scandal, but once she got what she wanted, she no longer wanted him. So sometimes it has to do with a thing.
And that typically is the story. Like, that's typically how it always ends up. Like, you know, you go after the chase. You want to get what seems to be unattainable. And then once you obtain that goal, you're like, oh, yeah, I can. What's next? What else can I do? You know?
What's next? You're never satisfied because you're not happy with yourself. So you're always searching.
Ooh, Ryan, we got to have you back on, man. We got to definitely have you back on, man. You came in
10 minutes was not enough.
It wasn't. Definitely wasn't, Ryan. But before I let you go, I need you to tell the people once again where they can find you, how they can, you know, tune into this event, everything. Let them know the details. Give it to them heavy.
Okay, so the event is in Northeast D.C. at Riverside Recreation Center. And just a little tidbit, Marvin Gaye grew up in D.C., and so I'm really thrilled to have it there because they restored some of the brick from his house, and it's awesome. In the community center. So that's pretty awesome. But, yeah, if you're around, it's at 601 Division Street in Northeast. On Saturday, 4 to 8, it's a cocktail party. So it will be free Hennessy from 4 to 4:30. So please come through and be on time. And at 5 o'clock, the video will be premiering on all my social media outlets. And that is Ryan Revolt, INC. Okay. And if you're looking at me on Facebook, Ryan Collins.
Dope. Awesome. I appreciate you once again, Ryan, for coming on and supporting the Revive platform. And I wish you so many blessings, especially on Saturday and also in your future endeavors. I know you're going to kick down those doors, and I know you're going to grab that crown, Ryan. It's already on your head.
I just know, girl.
It's already on your head. I feel it right now.
Thank you so much for the support over there at Revive. Y'all keep doing y'all thing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. I'm going to see you later. I'm going to talk to you later. Have a blessed one.
Yes, ma'am. You too. You guys take care.
Thank you. So that wraps up an interview with Ryan Collins, the Ryan Collins. Make sure you guys go check her out. We have her on both our Facebook and Twitter right now. All her information is up there for you guys to tune into her video launch. It's going to be an incredible video launch, so make sure you guys stay tuned. Man, she's going to be dropping some gems. If you can't already hear in her voice and her passion right now, picture what her music is about. You know, picture what she's portraying in her bars, as people call it nowadays. Picture what she's portraying in those 16s as she's singing those Mariah Carey vocals. You know what I'm saying? So, Ryan, shout out to you and everything that you're doing. Make sure you guys go follow her. You can find that information once again on our timelines on both Facebook and Twitter at Revive_PLC. We do have our next guest coming up on Revive. We're talking relationships today. Once again, we are talking relationships. Join in on the conversation. I got a question for everyone out there. Man, I heard it's levels to the side chick game. I want to know your answer and your definition to the side chick game, man. If you feeling the side chick game, you not feeling the side chick game, if you got some words for me, you want to tell somebody something, if you a side chick right now and you like it ain't that bad, but you want to express why it ain't that bad, give us a call, 215-490-9832. Yes, yes. And if you're okay with it, like if you're a person who's literally okay with being a side chick, I want to know why. Give me a call, 215-490-9832. And if you actually love someone and you know, you in love with somebody, you just want to tell somebody how much you love them and how much you need them and you can't wait till they get home, definitely give us a call. Come express your love here on Revive. We are talking relationships. It ain't all just about the side chicks. We ain't about to give them all glory. You know what I'm saying? We want to get a love some glory too. We got to show love. Black love is important. And that's why we got Black Love Matters coming up here on Revive to educate the people and re-educate the people on why Black love is so important. So definitely stay tuned. Definitely stay tuned. We will be right back after this commercial break. Once again, I got Harmony the Goddess and True Heart in the building with me, helping me to discuss this topic of love, man. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Once again, subscribe to that Revive newsletter. I know I keep saying it. I'm going to keep saying it. Subscribe to that Revive newsletter. We need you guys to subscribe to that Revive newsletter. We'll be right back after this commercial break. You know what time it is.
For real. The whole inspiration for the album is the fact that I couldn't find inspiration in motherfuckers. Like, I felt like everybody in rap this year was just on some victim shit. You hear about motherfuckers getting smacked the fuck up. You hear about motherfuckers getting stolen from.
Nah.
Or you hear motherfuckers crying about having money. Like, man, I feel like I'm the last rap superhero. I feel like ain't nobody else. All these other motherfuckers is complaining, bitching, moaning. I don't get no radio play. I don't get none of that shit.
That's the motivation.
Ain't nobody taking no cars from me. Ain't nobody taking no motherfucking jewelry from me. Ain't nobody doing none of that shit. Motherfucker, you see motherfuckers losing shit. Motherfuckers acting like they, you know, whole crews is breaking up. Y'all niggas rather be more famous than rich. Yeah. I ain't never lived my life trying to be famous at all. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Right.
We trying to get this motherfucking money, stack these coins. Motherfucking, my mama got a motherfucking gamble every week. That's what the fuck she want to do, and that's what I'm doing this shit for. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is like, I'm doing this shit so I can do what the fuck I want to do, and everybody around me can do what the fuck they want to do. Like, that's just it. If they can't do that, then I don't need to be doing this. I could go do some more other shit. These motherfuckers are supposed to be trillionaires, millionaires, crying about stupid shit. We supposed to be living. Women, if you saw me walking on water.
Entertaining you,
we all of that.
My party and my crew,
we all of that.
So sit still, 'cause we
Did you know that teens now spend more than 7.5 hours a day in front of a screen? Wow, that's a long time. More and more people are getting attached to technology and are therefore not getting enough exercise. This act can lead to a growth in obesity. That is why it is important to go outside and get some exercise. Exercise controls weight and also reduces depression and anxiety. Do some form of exercise at least 3 times a week. Teens who exercise are 36% less likely to develop brain tumors. Take a stand against obesity and exercise every few days. This will help in the long run and will lead you to a happier...
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. About that time. It's your girl POC. Hey. It's your girl POC. Hey. Proof of consciousness. Proof of consciousness. POC. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. And we are back on Revive right now. Make sure you guys tune in and spread the word. Right now, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Today on Revive, we are talking about relationships, you guys. I want to know what you guys are feeling. I want to know what you guys are thinking out there. When you hear the word relationship, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? What's the first thing that you think of when you hear relationship? Is it like, oh, nah, that's not for me? Or you like, oh, yeah, I'm looking for that right one right now, right now is the time. I need me some black love. What's the first thing that you think about when you hear the word black love? When you even say it out your mouth, what's the first thing you mean? What does it mean to you when you say black love? And that's why we have the creators of Black Love Matters podcast coming on the Revive show right now to educate us on why black love still exists and why we should love black love. It's important that we love black love. It's important that we support black love each and every day, because I want to see us thrive every day, definitely. So, Trueheart, who we have coming onto the Revive platform today?
Today on the Revive platform, we have Black Love Matters. What happens when a young, educated, and sometimes ratchet black couple moves from Detroit to white-ass New England in search of a better life? Well, the Black Love Matters podcast has hilarious and raw conversations about love while being black. From finding your inner Barack and Michelle, or Jay-Z and Beyonce, to your spouse eating the last bit of ice cream, to building a better life without losing their roots, Nyrum and Nyombi tackle all of these matters and more. Black Love Matters, welcome to the Revive platform.
How are you guys doing out there today, Black Loves Matter? Okay, I guess we lost them for a second. So I'm gonna ask you, Trueheart, until they give us a call right back. I'm gonna ask you, Trueheart, when you hear Black Lives Matter, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? What's the first thing that you think of when you hear black love?
The first thing I think of when I hear black love is just strong, like just being strong and unbreakable. Being, oh my gosh, black love is just so resilient, so strong, and no matter what is thrown its way, it just continues to conquer all the obstacles. How about yourself?
When I hear black love, first thing I think about is honestly, truly, like, it's so sad to say, but it's like the Huxtables. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, you got Heathcliff and Claire, like, that black love. When I think about black love, I think about Dwayne Wade and Whitley. When I think about black love, I'm thinking about Martin and Gina. When I'm thinking about black love.
That real black love.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that I make you laugh, but I'm still your best friend. Like, you know, those kind of relationships. Honestly, when I think about black love on the low, I'm thinking about Jamie Foxx and Fancy off the Jamie Foxx show. You know what I mean? Like, that was that black love that it took forever for it to actually, you know,
kindle and spark that flame. But once it got there, it was like a whole another situation that came about. So that's kind of what I think about. I didn't really have too much black love in my life, you know what I mean, like in my forefront, to actually see, like in my environment, my everyday, things like that. So I was one who had to, you know, find out what love was on TV, things like that. So that's what I think about when I see black love. That's when I'm like goals, that's what I'm thinking about. I ain't really too big on the Jay-Z and Beyonce, even though they like, what you about to say?
I was just about to say, never, ever, ever forget Barack and Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
They are the epitome of black love. Let's really talk about it.
But their black love is what you got hanging up in your living room. You know what I'm saying? That's a picture frame
right
now. That's
why they're epitome, yes.
That's that black love you put on your refrigerator. You be like, yo, that's me. That's going to be me.
Relationship goals.
You know what I mean? Everybody walking around calling you auntie and uncle just because y'all cute, right? Definitely. But I think we do got Black Lives Matter back on the Revive platform today. How are you guys doing? Can you hear me loud and clear? All right. I'm not sure what's going on with their phone, but definitely. So when I think about black love, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about, you know, something that is just that you can resonate with, something that is truly understand, like you can truly understand without actually seeing them or touching them. You just can hear it. And you can just be like, yo, like, they really love each other. Like, they really, really, truly mess with each other. Like, and that's exactly what black love to me, you know, looks like. You know how when your shoe's untied and you don't even know your shoe's untied and your significant other be like, yo, babe, can you tie your shoe? Like, yo, you always got my back. You know, that's what black love looks like to me.
Or they know when you're tired, when you really keep fighting your sleep. Like, no, babe, I'm not tired. They're like, no, you're really tired. Like, go to bed. Well, not go to bed, not like you're a child. But they just know. I think that it's something beautiful about just being in love with your best friend. And they know that at the end of the day, you got their back and vice versa. So definitely. Love is definitely, definitely, definitely beautiful when it's reciprocated.
Definitely agree with you on that one. I definitely agree with you on that one. But we're going to try to get them back onto the show. So we're going to go to a quick commercial break really quick so we can get them back on the line. I'm going to check with my producer to see how we can get them on the line today, because I really want to have this conversation with them. I think it's important that we have this conversation with them, because they're going to educate and re-educate each other. I mean, each of us, you know what I'm saying? I was talking about them because they're coming on as a couple, so I thought that was a really, really impactful a way to get the message of black love across, because you're actually about to hear it exactly from a couple's point of view. So definitely stay tuned. We're going to go to a very quick commercial break. Right at this commercial break, we're going to get them on the line. So definitely stay tuned. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. Make sure you guys subscribe to the newsletter. Also, the timeline at Revive_POC on both Twitter and Facebook. Do not forget to follow us on both Twitter and Facebook. And I'm also going live with Comments with Consciousness. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get it all out real fast. Comments with Consciousness at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. I think we got them back on the line. I don't even think we need that commercial break. Yo, how you guys doing out there, Black Love Matters?
What up, though?
What up, though? There we go. I'm excited. I'm like, yo, I need this conversation, man. I want to know what's up with you guys. So we did go ahead and read off your bio, but I would love for you guys to introduce yourself to the listening audience as well in your own words.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. I know I was over here cussing near them out. I said, I can hear them. Why can't they hear us? We got to show out. And then broke the black love. That's what. I turn her up in here. Taking the table. But you go first, Niram.
Well, I'm Niram, and we are Black Love Matters. We host a podcast that we publish 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, covering all types of topics, love, sex, money, and other matters in black love. For us, Black Love Matters is serves as a therapy session for us to figure out, you know, how to deal with 30s and loving each other and continue on this ever evolving journey of black love.
Yes, yes. And this is Nyambi, and I always like to say I'm Naram's better half, and he's always the creative one. So when we first started this podcast, I was like, hell to the no. You know, I'm raised by the old, so you keep business in the house. So I was like, we really want to go out there and put all of us out there, you know, good, bad, and ugly. But like Niram said, it truly has served as a therapy session and served as a space for us to be authentically us. So I heard y'all when y'all were talking, the saying, when y'all, like, who y'all thought were, like, the black role models when it came to black love, and how Barack and Michelle, like, everybody got them, but, like, they over the mantle next to Jesus and JFK.
That's
but
what
I'm saying. How do you have those real conversations? People are like, how do we get there? You know,
exactly.
And then when you're not there, knowing that that's okay too, because there's something beautiful about that. But other than that, I'm a Leo. I love community, brown people, education, loving hip hop, and Ralph Angel. That's it.
What? What's up with that Love and Hip Hop? You got to explain that to me, because the guest I had on before is kind of said that that's the reason why, you know, the side chick thing actually lives. It's alive now because of shows like Love and Hip Hop and Basketball Wives and things like that.
So people got to understand, like, the difference between, like, what's on TV and, like, what's real life. And I think a lot of things millennials are struggling with is understanding, like, whatever you see on TV, you can't go do that in real life.
Yeah.
So I think that's more or less the issue right there, is that people ain't teaching these kids that you can't do everything you see on TV, because everything you see on TV is fantasy.
And I think also with the social media age and television, it just made it more accessible. Hoeing ain't new. So hoeing been around since the beginning of time. So being a hoe, being a side chick, none of this is new stuff. None of this is new professions. Ask your grandma, ask your mammy. All these things have been around. I think now what has been, you know, like kind of what you were saying, Miriam, is at the forefront now, just because the kids have so much access to it, and that's how they process through it. So I think when we were younger, if this something like this, it really wasn't on. But if it happened, you had someone to kind of process this with. So you having real conversations with people. But now I think the children are so stuck on the Twitter, the Instagram, like that's how they processing. And this is, you know, this is giving them this validation, the affirmation, because it is a glorification of side chick culture.
Yeah,
it's a little crazy on how, you know, it's really become like a sorority now.
Exactly.
It's like a rite of passage.
Yes, like they're making a whole show out of it called Side Chicks of Charlotte. I'm just confused. Like, people are getting paid to put people on blast that, like, they're cheating on their spouses. Like, why would you even do that? Why would you put yourself or that other person that, you know, you're creeping with even in that situation or in that, you know, that environment? I think that that's truly, truly crazy. And I thought, in my opinion, I really honestly thought side chicks were supposed to be quiet or on the down low. But now they speak up too much. So it makes it really hard for men or women to even cheat. What you think?
You know, my personal opinion is this. It's 2017. We are all millennials. We taking over the world. You know, why not be stand up in your mess? And if you want somebody to have sex with other than the partner that you are together with, why don't you be straight up and be like, baby, I love you. I want you to be day one. We're going to ride this out forever. But I like to have sex with other people. Are you down with that?
Yeah. Because it's somebody who's going to be down for it. But if you have to have the courage and the balls to go to somebody and actually say that. Because I do believe in somebody from everyone. And believe it or not, it's more chicks than not who would be down, and men who are down for it. But I think it's when this shady undercover stuff, that's when it begins to hit the fan and feelings get hurt.
Definitely. So that leads into my next question, you guys. So what do you think we're lacking? Do you think we're lacking the trust aspect, or do you think we're lacking the communication aspect?
That's a good one.
I would say communication. With the advent of social media, you know, people are more comfortable to, you know, text somebody, DM somebody, but it's really hard for individuals to have, like, these straight-up face-to-face conversations. Mm-hmm. And I think they're afraid of being rejected or not necessarily knowing how to stand up in their own mess and say what they want to say and be impeccable with their words.
And I think it's communication, but I don't even think with the other person near them. I think it's self-communication and being real with yourself. I think in one of our first episodes, we have a friend who keeps saying, getting these crazy girls and these girls who are ticky, ticky, boom, boom. And I eventually had to ask him, well, do you like damn bombs? Because you keep attracting these types of girls. So I also think it's a clear conversation on what's going on internally with you. Because he kept coming to me, every girl, oh, Nayambi, she crazy. She do this. Oh, Nayambi, she this. I said, but the reoccurring factor here is you.
Exactly.
So do you ask yourself, do you like bombs?
Right. And if you do, you got to do the work, beloved.
Yeah, you do.
That is so true.
I love it.
You got to do the work.
That is so, I love that point that you made up, because sometimes you really just got to check yourself. If you keep attracting the same person that's driving you insane, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So you're driving yourself insane, honestly. So I love that one, that point that you brought up. It's definitely on you as a person, definitely. But we do have a call on the line, so I want to get to this caller. Maybe they have a question for you guys as well. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from? Yes, I can hear you.
How you doing? My name is Steve from Chicago City.
I'm sorry, you kind of breaking up. Can you go in another location or something? Your service is kind of breaking up a little bit.
Hello?
I can hear you now.
Better?
That's better. What'd you say?
How you doing? My name is E from Chicago City.
Awesome. What's up, E-Dog? Thank you for always supporting the Revive platform. How you doing today? You got a question for me or the guest today?
Yeah, I actually have a question for all of you. So, you know, when you guys were talking about the communication, as far as the guests, when they were talking about the communication, I think there's other points that need to go into it to make it, to really cover the whole thing, like, as well as communication, determination, and keeping your word. I think, like, people don't want to keep their word. They want to sell people dreams in this day and age. They want to sell people dreams, and they don't want to, you know, keep their word, do what they say they're going to do, be about what they say they were going to be about. When the game changed, they don't want to communicate. That's where it come in, you know. But it mostly comes down to being thorough, sticking to your guns, and remaining who you are. Because when you initially show somebody who you are, you know, that's why people have trust issues, because they're like, oh, they could be showing me a whole nother different person than they are. People don't want to be themselves. That's what I think our biggest trouble is. So I wanted to know what you thought about my disposition on that.
Black Love Matter, you got anything for that?
You know, brother, you definitely make some good points. One of the things you also got to realize is that when you're meeting somebody, you know, it's just an example of, like, snapshots in movies. Like, when you meet somebody, that's a snapshot. But you got to realize, like, in this relationship, it's not always going to be that type of thing all the way through. It's going to be a movement, and things going to evolve and things of that sort. Yeah, you know, you got to be impeccable with your word. Yes, you got to definitely mean what you say and say what you mean. But you also got to know yourself. And I think in this day and age, a lot of individuals don't know what they know themselves or know what they really want to go around with it. You have anything else, Naomi?
No, that's a good point. No, I was just, I'm a processor, so I was just processing it. And when I was hearing you talk, and I actually have a girlfriend that's kind of going through this now, and we have these conversations all the time about, do you fall in love with someone's potential or do you fall in love with their reality? And I think that's a hard road to travel. It's a tight road, because the goal is you hope that they continuously grow and evolve and become better and you become equally yoked. But at the same time, when you're meeting someone, you know, near them, the kind of counter what you say, this is who they said they were. And when you signed up or you said I do, this is where they say they were too. So I think that's why it goes back to that ongoing communication. So I think it's always based in that communication to be able to be honest with the person with where you're at that point. So if it ever do change, you have to be up front and say, this is the direction I'm going in. You with it or you're not. But no, I think it's a great point that you're making, bro. And Niren, what you were saying about the ideas of thinking about a relationship as a movie and not just a snapshot, and knowing that it's going to be continuously moving and evolving and changing. But the goal is that you're changing together and you're growing together. Now, when you start going on divergent paths, that's when, you know, you run into, I think, the trouble and the setbacks, and having also the courage to know when you're done.
Exactly.
Everybody's not meant to be with you forever.
Exactly. I was just going to put
sometimes reasons, seasons, purposes. So, you know, well, great question, but I'll yield to y'all. Go ahead.
No, I actually was going to pick back up what you were saying as well. I was saying that's when your judgment kicks in. You got to make judgment calls for yourself. Like how you said that you're not supposed to be with everyone forever. You know, every relationship is not going to last until the end of time. Definitely. We can all play that violin, that song on the violin, every time we get in a relationship. Definitely. So I think that's when the judgment call comes in. I think that's when your consciousness has to kick in, your subconscious has to kick in, and just simply say, yo, am I still here? Is my mind still here? Is my heart still here? And I also feel like in a relationship, both have to be there, both have to align. Your mind and your heart have to align. And then once one exits, you have to exit, honestly. So to just answer your question, I think it's a judgment call on that one. Once people start to slip and your expectations start to, you know, decrease and things like that, that's when, you know, you got to make a judgment call for yourself and say, yo, it's time for me to get up out of here. If my mind not here and my heart here, I got to go. So that's what I would say to answer your question. Thank you for calling in and posing that question to us as well. But that leads to my next.
No, no problem.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What did you say, E?
I said no problem. Thank you for having me.
No doubt. Continue to support the Revive platform. But to get back to you guys, Black Lives Matter, I have a question. Do you think that it's a detrimental thing when you and your significant other follow each other on these social networks, such as Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, things like that? Do you think that, you know, you should follow your spouse on social network, or you think you should not? That should be the time when they have, you know, some kind of privacy or whatever. Do you think that is a good thing to do in a relationship?
Hell to the no. Look, Nero might have a more dignified answer to me, but me. No, hell yeah, we got to follow each other on social media. I think that should be a norm. Now, if you want to kind of, I so what I think is okay to keep private. A lot of folks maybe not post pictures of their significant other or explicitly say who they're with or that type of thing. That's fine. But the fact of following another person, I think that's an aspect of your life too now, an aspect of your identity. And by you not sharing that with your partner, you're withholding an aspect of you. And I think that's, then you have to ask your question, why, what am I doing on here that I wouldn't want my partner, spouse to see? But that's just Nyambi. I say, hell no, we following on all platforms. Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, all of them. Black Planet, all of them.
Not Black Planet, though. You're going to bring it all the way back. Definitely. What do you say?
Baby, I didn't forget my Black Planet password. But, you know, I definitely agree. If you're definitely trying to be in this alone run. So, for example, me and Nyambi been together for 12 years. So, you know, she has access to all of this. It doesn't mean that she's, you know, going through it and looking through it when I'm asleep. But, you know, I'm at the point now in our relationship, I ain't got nothing to hide. We've been living together for so long. I've been with her for so long. You know, I don't want anybody else to know anything more than she knows. So
that's true.
Yeah. She can follow me. You know, she can have access to it. And especially you want your partner to have access to it. Like, what if you pass? Like, what if you, like, literally die? And, like, nobody has access to your social media to let the world know that you're gone. Nyambi got all that stuff.
That's true. That's trust. That's when that trust definitely kicks in. But to wrap up today's interview and to give you guys my last question, the name of your podcast is Black Love Matters, right? Why does Black Love Matter to you guys individually? I want both of you guys to answer this question. Why does Black Love Matter?
I personally think for me, Black Love Matters because with everything going on, you know, like we were talking about love and hip hop, social media, there's not enough positive images of Black love. And it was our reason, and we didn't see it, you know, when we were doing the searching for podcasting and things of that sort. So we took it upon ourselves to do that and to spotlight Black love, you know, put our relationship out there as well as feature other Black relationships out there to let everybody know that Black love still exists. And it's also, you know, it's one of the greatest forms of civil war we got. Like picking your partner, picking a Black partner, you know, nobody can really understand what you're going through as a Black man or a Black woman other than somebody else who's Black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ditto to all the things you said, but I really see it as Black love matters because it's something that's so authentic, genuine, pure, steadfast, it's unwavering, it's loving, and it's just sometimes you got to put it out there to say, this is Black love, I love it, it's important, it's me and I am you. So all the times, all the folks that we talk about, all the guests that we have, all the stories we have, we're really them. So we're Nyambi and Nyambi, but we're a reflection of our community. We are our brothers and sisters keeper, but not only that, we are them. So again, to put another voice, narrative out there to continuously, you know, counter the things that are going there. That's why I think it's important because we have to continuously have our voice heard on our platform and continue to move forward.
Definitely. I love that answer. You guys got so much passion. The passion is making me ask you guys another question. I got another question for you guys, right?
Yeah,
how do you guys feel about interracial dating? Because you made a comment saying that, you know, no one can do anything for you like another, you know, person can do for you of the same race or whatever ethnicity. But how do you guys feel about interracial dating?
You want to go first now?
Yeah, I think this is something I definitely battle with. Like, I can't fault nobody for loving who they want to love. Like, when it all comes down to loving who you want to love. But for me, Nero, and where I'm at in my life and where I've always been, I'm not happy unless I'm with a Black sister, someone who understands me and move on from that, you know. And this is like this constant conversation that Twitter is having, the world is having. It's like, you know, can you actually be woke
and white
and dating white? Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily know the question, but for me and my personal, I can only date a Black woman.
Mm-hmm. And in my opinion, I don't have a problem with interracial dating. I think you're going to love and be with who you're going to be with, but I think it goes to realizing, and I think this goes back to communication with yourself, what are your core values? So what are the things that you care about? What are the things that you want to instill in your children and move forward? And being aware that if you date a partner outside of your race, can that happen? And are you willing to negotiate those types of things? Because everybody doesn't want the things we want. So whenever folks think about love, social justice, equality. Sometimes these things don't come up. That's not important to them. Culture, that's not important to them. And if it's not, that doesn't play into it. You move forward with it. But I think if it does, it definitely makes it harder. We were actually thinking about doing an episode with this because we have a few friends who are interracial relationships. And just to have them flesh this out to say, you know, what is it like to be this woke couple? You know, I do woke with air quotes. And be an interracial couple. But I really think it aligns kind of with your core values and what you're willing to negotiate. What are the non-negotiables? And if you're able to navigate through that, fine. But if you can't, you have to be honest with yourself. But, you know, overall, no, I don't have no problem with interracial dating. Like, I'm not one of them sisters who see a black man walk down to a white woman and get angry. I'm like, yeah, you can have them.
That's especially because you already found yours, right? Definitely.
Yeah, you can have him. You can have Tyrone.
Definitely. So before I let you guys go ahead and let the people know where they can find you, your social media, if you guys have a website, how they can check out the podcast and things like that.
Sure. We got a website. It's called blacklovematters.com. It's black with no K. On all forms of social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr is at Black Love Matters. Remember, that's black with no K. We are also on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, anywhere that you find podcasts, you know, search Black Love Matters. We're there. We also got a voicemail. So if you want to shoot us some questions, we got this thing called Kitchen Table Talk where listeners shoot us questions and we answer them. If you want to participate in that, you can leave us a voicemail at 508-784-1111. That's 508-784-1111. Or you can shoot us an email, and that's at blacklovematters@gmail.com. All of that is black with no K.
Definitely. Thank you for that. And thanks for dropping that on them heavy, man. They got all the information at this point. There should be no reason why they're not listening to that Black Loves Matter podcast at this point in time. Definitely. Before I let you go, I want to hit you guys with a quick trivia question to see how well you guys really, really know each other, right? So you know that famous question I always ask is, what's your favorite color? Nah. Today we're going to ask, what is your spouse's least favorite color? Like, what is that color he or she just does not want to see themselves in or just does not like in general? Any one of you guys can answer first. And be honest if he or she says it wrong, too, please.
No, I'm going to be funny, and my partner going to look at me crazy. I'm going to say pink. Pink?
You trying.
Pink and or green.
Shut up.
Is he telling the truth? Is he telling the truth?
He's telling the truth 100%. Right, awesome. I don't know why he plays so much.
And what about you?
I would say so the opposite for Nero. So, you know, I'm more low key, but he is the one that's always high key. So if I just put him in a nice muted gray, he would lose his damn mind because he ain't nothing but a Detroit player and want to be in lime green and purple, honey.
Too funny. She's telling the truth. Is she telling the truth?
She is telling the truth. Awesome. Give me my Gator, give me my Cartier, give me some Jordans, I'm straight.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. We got to continue to network, and I wish you guys many, many blessings in your future endeavors. And I'm definitely going to check out the podcast, and it's on our timeline now, so all our followers out there can check it out, too, as well. Thank you guys for supporting the Revive platform.
Yeah,
thank you
so much. Good luck. Your stuff is amazing. I love listening.
Thank you. Have a good one.
So, bye-bye.
All right, and that wraps up another great interview that we had with Black Loves Matter, man. They brought so much passionate energy. You could tell that they really love each other. Definitely, you can definitely tell that they really love each other. Appreciate them for coming on and supporting the Revive platform. They actually just wrapped up a show themselves. So make sure you guys go stay tuned to the timeline so you can actually click the link to go listen to their podcast. Man, it's incredible. They make you laugh the whole way through. So definitely go check out their podcast as well. But we do have our next guest coming up, Tyrone Blasting Games, man. I think he is going to drop some gems. He's going to be talking about his movie that he is dropping for the streets of Philadelphia. Make sure you guys stay tuned. We're going to come right back after this commercial break. He is going to be coming live on Revive. You know what time it is. Spread the word. We are live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive.
The credit card, known to many as a mere modern convenience, though the truth is far more disturbing. This little piece of plastic and metals is a common commodity in the American household. You may have seen your mother buying groceries with one, or using it to treat herself to a brand new vacuum cleaner, and thought little of it. But looks can be deceiving, and this mother's little helper is quite the deceiver. You see, it may seem easy to pay for things with this card, but soon you will learn that there is a price for frivolous spending, and you will be led down a dark path, the path of debt.
Sexting is sharing sexually suggestive content, videos, or photos using any form of electronic communication. Text messaging, instant messaging, email, social media. Sending a single sext can create a long list of problems. Digital information can last forever. That private sext is no longer private. Your classmates can see it. Your teachers can see it. Your family can see it. Sexual predators could see it. Anybody can see it. Sexting will embarrass and humiliate you. Violate school policies. It could get you expelled. Ruin your reputation. Make you a target for bullies. Unfortunately, the damage you can sustain from sexting does not stop there. Sexting is a crime. Minors who send, receive, and forward sext messages will find themselves facing criminal charges. You'll be surprised by how quickly sexting goes from a misdemeanor to a felony, which sends you to jail for more than a year. Here's our point. Sexting is simply not worth the trouble it can cause you. Play it smart from the start. Don't share photos or videos you wouldn't want others to see. Don't give in to pressure. If you receive suggestive comments or images, don't respond or forward them to anyone. Instead, speak up and tell someone, a teacher, parent, or contact the police. Stay away from websites that post suggestive comments or images. If you are directed to one, leave it immediately. Be careful with people you meet online, especially those you don't know personally. Remember, sexting is a crime. It only takes a single sext to create problems that can follow you for the rest of your life. So be smart. Don't sext.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl POC. Hey. It's your girl POC. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. We are back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are back live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Or you can download the app on TuneIn, or you can go directly to the TuneIn website and just search Time for an Awakening. You hear me, your girl, POC, live each and every winning Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., and each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Definitely stay tuned. Also, follow us. I'm pushing this each and every day. Follow us on Revive_POC on both Facebook and Twitter. But we do have our next guest coming up, Tyrone Blasting Game. Yo, Trueheart, go ahead and introduce the next guest for us.
Next up on the Revive platform, we have Tyrone Blasting Game. Tyrone has been studying acting for 5 years. Besides studying under some great acting coaches, some of his work includes an episode of How to Get Away with Murder, produced by Shonda Rhimes. Tyrone likes being on camera, but loves being behind the camera even more. After writing his first project, Peyton's Court, he never looked back. After
that came a short film and a poem visual, who he teamed up with partner Janelle Hall Reagan, titled Hands Up, Don't Shoot, which addressed the issue of police brutality. Now Tyrone dropping newest project, a web series called The Breakup. This romantic comedy is full of laughs and real situations that Tyrone believes the people will relate to. Tyrone, welcome to the Revive platform.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
No doubt. And your cast member is on here as well with you, correct?
Actually, no, at the moment. I'm sorry about that.
No. I think she's on the line. What's her name?
Janelle's not with me at the moment.
Oh, she's not with you.
I know Janelle. No, she's not on the phone right now.
I think Janelle's on the phone, Tyrone. Janelle, hello? Is this you?
Oh, she is?
Janelle.
It's just me.
I'm sorry, Tyrone. It's coming through, and she's saying that was her name. I apologize for the confusion. She was definitely saying that her name was Janelle. So that's why I was trying to bring her through. But go ahead and introduce yourself and tell the people a little bit about yourself and what you actually do.
Okay. Well, my name is Tyrone Blasting, and, you know, I am an actor, a director, a writer, and a cinematographer, all the good stuff. And I've gotten into photography now also.
Awesome.
But I started off acting, like I started acting 5 years. You know, you went to Cheney, I went to Cheney.
Shout out
so,
to you.
You know, I majored in theater there, graduated, you know, in theater arts.
Awesome.
And then from there, I started going behind the scenes. I fell in love with, you know, the camera work and actually creating from start to finish. So that's when I started getting into writing and directing.
Awesome. So what is your passion? I know when it comes to theater, there's so much, you know, so much that can actually take place in front of the screen, behind the scenes, things like that. But what actually is your passion? Like, what do you strive for every day, you know, you go into your set and things like that?
Okay, my passion really is just creating from scratch, creating meaningful work for the most part, work that people can relate to, of our color, of any color, but real life situations and things of that nature. So that's really the passion, is writing and creating. I love the fact that you start from nothing and you end up with something. It's a headache, but you start with nothing and end up with something. And at the end of the day, it's like all worth it.
Definitely. So, I agree with you.
That's really my passion.
So are you the writer behind The Breakup, the series that's coming out?
Yes. I am the writer behind The Breakup. I am the creator and the writer behind The Breakup. Also the director.
Hey, triple threat, huh?
The whole series.
You're a triple threat now, Tyrone, huh?
Say it again?
I said you're a triple threat now. I can tell that you're a triple threat. You're writing, acting, and directing all at the same time. That's incredible. So when you created this brand, what is actually the name of your brand and the company that you have?
Well, the company is formerly known as Royal Family Films. But I changed it to Overly Dedicated Productions.
Okay.
It was Royal Family Films. That's why I started off in 2015. It was Royal Family Films. And I started off with my family. You know, we all are royalty. So that's where I got Royal Family Films from. Mm-hmm. But then I started a movement called Overly Dedicated. And Overly Dedicated basically means, you know, being not just giving 100%, but giving 199%. You just can't be dedicated to stuff these days. You got to be overly dedicated. You got to basically eat, sleep, drink, wash everything, your craft and stuff like that. So really, in order to really make it now, so you just got to be overly dedicated to whatever you want to do in life. That could be, you know, acting, writing. It could be radio. It can be playing basketball. It can be overly dedicated to your kids or your job, whatever you want to do to move up to the next level or whatever it is. You know, giving back to the community. It could be anything. You know, overly dedicated. So I changed it to Overly Dedicated Productions because I'm giving this up my all. So we switched the name to Overly Dedicated Productions instead of Royal Family Films. But if you watch the web series, it's still going to say Royal Family Films on it because it's still our production company. It's just that we're going to put Overly Dedicated Productions over top of it. So Holy Family Films is still just a little branch off of it.
Growth. You need growth. Definitely. You know, you got to continue to innovate yourself as the time goes. You definitely got to separate yourself. Separation is key because, you know, everyone is trying to do, you know, something. Everyone out here has a passion to something, but no one can do exactly what you can do. You know what I mean? So I definitely believe in growth and definitely innovating, you know, and innovation when it comes to self, you know, especially when you created your own brand, you have to keep it alive. So I agree with you there. But I do have another question. So by you being an African-American male, in the movie industry and the filming industry and things like that, and when the Oscar So White title came out last year, how did that make you feel? How did you feel about that?
I'm sorry, say that one more time. Oh, you said Oscar So White?
Yeah, when that came out.
I definitely did not understand it, meaning, like, we always get the short end of the stick, I believe. You know, we don't really get due. They give us due just enough to shut us up, I feel as though. But I really didn't understand it, especially the part where when Straight Outta Compton came out and The Writing got nominated for Oscar, but The Writing is from, like, you know, white males and, you know, females. But the movie didn't get nominated. And if The Writing was so good, y'all only know that The Writing was so good due to the film, right? So how did y'all just nominate The Writing but not nominate the film? I don't understand it, but they always just give it just do just to, you know, set us up. So I feel like even this year, even though everybody on this year deserved it, the nomination, but they probably only did that just to shut us up because of last year. To be honest with you, they probably didn't even want to do all that, because Taraji didn't even get nominated. And she was the lead in Love, Hidden Figures, but she didn't get nominated. And she carried that movie. But Octavia Spencer did, and I'm happy about that. But she didn't. I still don't understand that. But, you know.
So
you just got to keep on creating. We got to keep creating undeniable work. And when it's undeniable, you know, they're going to still try to gag us. But then you can rave and say the Oscar's so white, or people was cheated, or whatever the case may be.
Definitely. And then you can let your work speak for yourself. You don't even have to, you know, speak up anymore, exactly, because your work is definitely speaking for itself at this point. I agree with you there. Who keeps you motivated, though? Who keeps you motivated to stay in, you know, in that community? Who keeps you motivated to stay, you know, say, I'm going to be, you know, that director. I'm going to be that actor. I'm going to be that writer. Who keeps you going now?
Right now, for real, is my kids. They look up to me. Awesome. My son is my biggest fan. Every time I'm editing or anything, if he's at my house, he's looking like, what are you doing, Dad? Oh, I know that. Like, he probably know mostly every movie I was in that I don't remember. He'd be telling my mom sometimes, like, well, he did this or he did that. My mom would come like, you did what? Like, you know what I'm saying? So my kids are definitely my main motivation.
Awesome.
But also people that I'm in contact with, like Jamal Hill, who made the movie Brotherly Love, who made the movie Streets, who just recently made the movie Deuces, that's on Netflix. He's a good friend of mine, and I've talked to him. So people that's already in the industry, when you feel like you want to give up, or not even give up, you just hitting a hard time, I'm in contact with certain people that's in the industry already that, you know, reminds me to keep going, or they see me. There's always something when you're down, like somebody contact you, like, oh, I see you doing, you see you working, bro, keep going. And them little things help, believe it or not.
Definitely.
Some little things help, but I feel that I won't fail just on the strength of my kids. You know, I need to create something where to make a better life for them, but also to be able to give them something if I ever, God forbid, if I ever pass or anything. Like I said, my son is into the film thing. Now he's into photography, and it's like these things that I can pass on down if I have to, you know. There's something that's mine that nobody can take away that I can pass on down.
Definitely.
So, you know, that's my biggest motivation.
I was about to say, that's some passion right there. Yeah. So they don't even have to, you know, worry about whatever you worried about growing up. They can know for a fact what they want to be as a child. It's so hard, you know, for us when we grew up, I would say, speak for myself, that, you know, what you wanted to be as you were growing up changed so many different times. And to actually know what you want to be because you have a role model in your life who's teaching you and guiding you to, you know, to find something or to find an aspiration at a young age, is that's what's up. So I appreciate you right there, definitely guiding your youth right there, Tyrone. That's what's up. We need that. We definitely need more fathers like you. Definitely.
I appreciate it. Because I didn't have it, like you're saying. I didn't know what I wanted to do until late. You know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't exposed to it. So I'm trying to expose my kids to everything, not just sports.
Exactly.
But not, if that makes sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense.
You know, I played basketball. Yeah, right. I played basketball, so automatically my son is pretty tall, too, and he's only 6 years old. So it's like, oh, he's going to play basketball. And there's nothing wrong with playing basketball. That's great, but I want to expose him to other things. So my daughter also. Yeah. I want to expose her to other things, you know, so they can have a choice to do what they want. If you still want to play basketball, that's great. But you can even make money at a young age and create your own business at a young age. Mm-hmm. And then.
Definitely. I see your passion right there. You was about to go on. I feel that passion right there. Definitely.
Yeah, I was about to
shout. Yeah, I do. Definitely. But let's get into this breakup series that you're going with. Why did you decide to make it a series and not a movie?
I actually made it a short film.
Okay.
It was a short film. And I actually put a short film out called The Breakup. And it got so much of a good response to it. The fact that people are like, I want to know more, because I ended where it can continue going. People are like, I want to know more, I want to see more, I want to know what happened. So that's when it came up like, okay, well, let's continue. So that's when I continued it and made it into a series instead of a movie. I could have made a movie, but it's something that you can get out to the web, you know,
definitely,
so people can see. Like, I got a lot of actors that's from Philadelphia. Mostly all of my actors from Philadelphia, you know, a couple of them from Jersey or whatever, but everybody's from Philadelphia. And it's a romantic comedy. I haven't seen that much comedy or anything coming from Philadelphia. A lot of stuff is real, real serious or real mm-hmm. situations that come from like the streets, because that's what a lot of people know. People are from the hood. People are from poverty, so they write what they know. And me being an actor, I was always put into a box myself. So either I played an athlete, or I was a gangster, or I was a drug dealer, or I was a killer. Because that's what people look at now. I mean, I'm tall, black, you know, big stature, so, you know, I look intimidating. People tell me that all the time. And I'm actually a nice guy, but people say I look intimidating. So I just wanted to create something funny and, you know, light, and make people laugh, because laughter is good for the soul. You know.
Definitely. So if you did not check out the movie, are you able to follow along with the series, or do you got to go back and, you know, educate yourself with the movie and then start with the series?
I broke the short film down, so it was actually in the series. So you just watch the series, it's okay. You'll follow along with it.
Okay.
I broke it down within it, so you'll follow the series. You good?
So where
you don't have to watch the show.
Where can we find the series? When does the series come out? You know, when can we be expecting this big red carpet rollout for you guys over there?
Well, actually, I already had a private screening, okay. So unfortunately, we missed that. But it's coming out September 12th, and it will be on my YouTube channel, which is Only Dedicated Productions on YouTube, and it will be on my YouTube channel. It come out September 12th. I actually did not think of a release date yet, like time-wise, mm-hmm. but if you follow, you know, all my social media platforms, you will definitely know.
Definitely. We're putting that out on our timelines right now, too. So my listeners and my followers are going to definitely check that out, too, because we're definitely hyping you up on Twitter and Facebook right now. Definitely. When it comes down to, no doubt, I appreciate your support, too. Definitely. When it comes down to the web series and things like that, you know how people are actually saying that that's the way to go, you know, short films and web series are the way to go. Do you think that that's true too, especially you being, you know, heavy in that game? Do you think that it's the culture is shifting, you know? Yeah, it's not, you know, the key is not to get on the big screen, the key is to get on social media where you can go viral. What do you think?
At the end of the day, me personally, being, you know, theater major, or being, I guess, old school, is always the way to go if you want to go movies. You know,
okay.
If you want to go, you know, production line, big production. Anybody always dreams to be on the big screen or get nominated for an Oscar. So I wouldn't say that. But there's no reason for you to not create your own content. So with the streaming and stuff like that, it's a great way for everybody to be able to create their own content. Meaning, you know, I don't have the budget or whatever. Well, you got iPhones. iPhones got cheap 4K now. iPhone 6, mm-hmm. iPhone 7, they shoot 4K video, which is high-quality video. So you can shoot a movie on your phone and put it up on YouTube. And like you're saying, it can go viral and get also people that's like from Amazon and Netflix or Lionsgate or any big production might see interest in your film because you're getting the views that you're getting. You know, so it's like, oh, they have a following already. Oh, let's call them in the office and let's talk numbers. You know what I'm saying? So there's no reason for anybody to not create their own content if they have it. I don't really want to hear nobody say, oh, I don't have the money to do it. You know, because a lot of people made money.
Excuses.
I mean, they showed anything from a $0 budget. I made mine from a $0 budget. Everything really came out of my pocket from working. I bought my own equipment. I bought my own sound. I bought my own lights. And I shot it myself. With a few friends that helped me out. You know, good friends that knew what they was doing or didn't know what they were doing. They came to me like, I just hold the boom mic for you, bro. And I appreciate them
support,
for that.
Support.
You know, definitely. So the streaming is definitely a great way to go. Because you can't even go, like, if you go to somebody, you're like, oh, I have this great idea. They might say, what work have you done before? And you're like, I don't have no work done. It's kind of like, why don't you have no work done when YouTube is out here, when Vimeo is out here? Mm-hmm. You know, anything. So it's a great resume.
So another question I have for you, because like how you said, you started from the bottom, you started from a $0 budget, you know, you're now working your way up to the top. And I know you're going to get to the top, definitely. But how do you gain that following? Like, how are you keeping the people intrigued? Like, how are you keeping the people wanting to know what's next, what's coming out of your production company? Like, how do you keep the people going?
Oh, man, trying to be consistent for the most part, being consistent, because there's so much work coming out, like, on YouTube from all over the world. If you don't stay consistent, to be honest with you, people can forget about you. It's just like rap. The rap, you can be hot 1 minute, and then the next day you're not. You see Trinidad James and everybody, it was hot. But if you're not consistent with, you know, your projects, or you're not consistent with anything just on your YouTube channel, try to bring out something at least once a week on your YouTube channel that people can come back. Because once they forget about you, it's kind of hard to revamp, you know.
Definitely.
Unless you're going to, you know, change your name like I did.
Consistency is definitely key, because people got short-term attention spans nowadays. So you could say one thing and they not tuned in the next day. So definitely I agree with you on that. Consistency is key. But before I let you go today, Tyrone, I got a series of questions I want to ask you, because you know, you talking about the breakup. You putting out a series entitled The Breakup. So I want to ask you a series of questions so the people can get to know the director, the writer, all that. You know what I mean? Because you was a triple threat when it came to this series. So I got a question for you. I got a series of questions, actually, like 3-4 questions.
Okay.
If you can go anywhere on a vacation right now, where would you go?
Oh, man, I would go to Paris.
Paris, tough. Okay, I like that. What's the first thing you would do if you won $50,000?
Pay my tithes.
Pay my tithes. Great. Gotta get that 10% back.
My mom. Gotta get my 10% back. Gotta get 10% back.
What would you do if your girlfriend broke up with you through a text message? One is just a simple answer. Would you respond? Or would you respond back through a text message? Would you pull up on her? Or would you call her? One or the other. No explanation. Would you respond through the text message, call her, or pull up on her?
Respond
through the text message.
Yeah.
Okay. If you,
I'm kind of petty. I'm borderline petty. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's fine. If you can give yourself right now a nickname, what would it be? The first thing that comes to your mind. What would be the first nickname you would give yourself?
It's the OD boy.
The OD boy.
It's the OD boy.
Okay. And if you can go sit in one film for free right now, what would that film be?
Girls Trip.
Okay, it didn't even have to
you're
be
talking
right
about like now.
No,
like,
no, just any
now?
Film that you can just walk into the movie and go see. It doesn't have to be a film that's out in the movie theater right now. If you can walk in the movie theater, it doesn't have to be out right now. Which film would you, you know, pretty much ask the person to play on the big screen?
My favorite movie, Bad Boys.
Okay, which one? They got 10 of them. Bad Boys 1, 2, 3, 4. Which one is it?
The first one is the best one.
All right, the first one. All right, and last question. If you could work with anyone in that industry that you're in, you know, from whether it's writing, acting, directing, who would it be? Who would be that one person you would work with? No, actually, it would be. I want you to pick two. I want you to pick a male and a woman.
Okay. for writing, I would pick Spike Lee, Love Is New, especially in the earlier days.
Dope.
And then for female, Viola Davis.
Okay, okay, okay. You try to go get that legacy, that culture, that old head love right there. I feel you on that one, definitely.
You got to, man. That's longevity right there. You got to.
Definitely, that education, definitely. So, Tyrone, before I let you go, once again, drop it on them real heavy. Let them know where they can find your series that's coming out, any movies that you have already put out for the people, your social media, how they can, you know, email you, any inquiries, anything like that. Go ahead and lay it on them heavy.
Okay, okay. Well, anything that I already put out, you can find it on Holy Dedicated Productions on YouTube. You can contact me at holydedicatedproductions@gmail.com. You can contact me on my Instagram at TyroneE.BlastingGame.
Awesome.
That's my Instagram. For anything that got to do with the breakup, you can contact me at the breakup. The Breakup WS, which WS means web series. So the Breakup WS on Instagram and on Facebook.
Awesome. So we're going to go ahead. Oh, you got more? Give it to us.
Ahead. I'm trying to make sure. The Breakup comes out September 12th. Stay tuned. Please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Breakup WS so y'all can stay tuned. We've got some behind the scenes photos right now. I'm going to drop a trailer in like another week. And then you'll know when it come out, September 12th. We here.
Definitely. So let's say if I was an actor right now and I'm looking for somebody to work with, how can I hit up Tyrone right now to get some work?
If you want to get art, like I said, my email is onlydedicatedproductions@gmail.com. You can contact me there, or you can contact me on my Instagram, or you can contact me on the Breakup Instagram, or however you want. But my contact is Tyrone Blasting Game on Facebook. And on Instagram, it's TyroneE.BlastingGang on Instagram. So
you
hit the email, you hit me on my social media spots, all that.
Are you accepting any interns this fall? We need to know. You accepting some interns? I got some people who are looking for you.
Yes, I'm accepting interns. I'm accepting crew production. Actually, I was just about to post up something saying that I'm looking for a crew. Because for the most part, like I said, it's me, it's Janelle, it's a couple of my other friends. But people that really want to get into this, acting wise, you want to shoot, you want to do videography, you want to do graphic design, marketing team, look for all of it. We're trying to make this thing go viral. We're trying to make this web series go viral, and plus all the other stuff I got coming up. I got my own interview show about to come out, you know, called How I Hustle. That's another subject, but you know, I got a lot in store, and I'm definitely looking for a committed team so we can take this thing to the next level.
Definitely. But before I let you go, Tyrone, I think we have a caller online who may have a question for you, so I'm going to go to this next caller. Hey, caller, you're live on Revive. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hi, I'm Janelle. I'm calling. I'm a big fan. I just wanted to give my shout-out to Tyrone Blasting Game.
Oh, I knew Janelle
I
was
love to
online.
Thank Janelle right there, guys.
Definitely. Janelle, how are you doing today? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know, I had to call in. I saw y'all was about to log out. I said, hold on, wait now. I'm going to give my 2 cents and shout them out.
Well, definitely go give your 2 cents in really quick. Go tell us a little bit about what you do and how are you a part of everything that Tyrone has just went over with us.
Oh, man. Well, I am an actress. First and foremost, I am a business partner to Tyrone Blasting Game. I'm a poet, dancer, recent college graduate, and I absolutely love The Breakup. And I thank Tyrone for hitting me up to be on The Breakup because this is definitely a family bond that I couldn't give up for the world. I love my team. I love my squad. And he's doing his thing, and I thank him for letting me do my thing.
Definitely. I'm with that. So tell the people a little bit of how they can find you, your poetry, your acting, anything that you have out already too as well. So go ahead and plug yourself in.
Oh, well, you know, you can follow me on Instagram at _JRAGIN. That's Jay Reagan. And you can check out my YouTube page at Jay Reagan as well. I have a lot of monologues, a lot of poetic visuals and things like that, you know, or Facebook at Janelle Hall Reagan. Everything, try to keep it the same.
Awesome. So we can look forward to seeing you in The Breakup coming out?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Awesome. Awesome. Janelle, I got a question for you because today on Revive, we're talking about relationships, right? And the question of the day is, what is your definition of a side chick?
I got to ask you this question, man. What is your question? Cool. What's your definition of a side chick, Janelle? Because as you know, you in a breakup. You know, you in a movie called The Breakup. So we need to know why y'all breaking up in that movie. So we definitely going to make sure we tune into that.
Well, you know, we're not breaking up for no side chick. Maybe a side chick. You never know. My definition is a side chick. Someone who is kind of like, you know, the rebounder. Anytime something that's going on in a relationship, they go pounce on to another girl house or another guy house. That one that sit on your shoulder and wait for you to cry. Be like, I got you, baby. I got you. Mm-hmm. One of those girls. Mm-hmm. They, or guys. They're plotting.
They're plotting. I was just about to say that. Definitely. I appreciate you, both of you, Tyrone and Janelle, coming on the Revive platform today and just educating us on what you guys are doing and how you're getting it done, especially in the city of Philadelphia. You know, we need more people like you to show that culture and that excellence, that black excellence, say yes to black excellence. So I appreciate both of you guys for coming on, and I wish you many, many blessings in your future endeavors, and I can't wait to see that series that's coming out in September.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Keep going. What you about to say, Tyrone?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, no, because I wanted to give a quick shout-out to my, first of all, my lady. Second of all, my cousin, he's a nonprofit organization, and last year we shot a movie called Too Late, and it was on the news and all that. We basically put the kids together. They wrote and they produced their own movie. I helped them shoot it, and they're doing another one this summer. So if y'all can follow him, it's called As I Plant This Seed. He's doing a back-to-school drive. He's doing a back-to-school drive August 26th. So, you know, follow him. It's called As I Plant This Seed. Y'all can follow him on Instagram. And, you know, keep updated because we're shooting another movie this summer for him. So that's all. I just wanted to give him a shout out real quick because he's really doing his thing. So I just wanted to give him a shout out, and, you know.
No, I'm on it right now. I'm on my Twitter and my Facebook. I'm following right now. I'm about to see. I want to see that movie. I definitely. When you say youth, I'm interested automatically.
Yeah, it's called Too Late, and it's on my only dedicated production page. So I go watch the first one, and the second we're shooting this summer. Perfect. For the kids. They wrote it, and they directed it and all that. I just help them shoot it and just guide them and help them.
They're just dope.
That's all.
I love it, man. I love it.
Me and Janelle, actually, we did that.
I love it. Keep the unity together and keep educating the youth, man. I appreciate you guys out there, you know, even being those role models. You know, some people feel like they don't have time to be a role model. You guys are making time to be a role model, so I respect you humbly. Keep doing your thing out there.
We gotcha. You keep doing your thing, and you know, I see you. You're
trying,
doing your thing,
right.
And I appreciate
trying.
It.
Thank you. Have a good one.
I appreciate it. You too. Thank you.
All right, and that wraps up a great interview with Tyrone and Janelle as she came in at the end to close it out with us today. It was extremely exciting to have them on the show. As we talk about relationships, you know, Tyrone came in and educated us on the web series that he's about to put out entitled The Breakup. Man, I can't wait till that come out. Once again, that comes out September 12th. He didn't have the time just yet, but definitely stay tuned to our timeline and his so you can get that information. We do have our next guest coming up. Man, she's going to educate us on this relationship game, man. She's going to give us the one-on-one that we are here to understand today. We're going to go to a very small commercial break. Right after that commercial break, our next guest will be coming up, so definitely stay tuned to that. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC. Spread the word. Spread the message that we are live right now on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. And also, shout out to Harmony, the goddess, and True Heart, who is in the studio with me today, definitely holding it down. You guys may not see what's going on behind the scenes, but they definitely getting it done. You know what time it is.
of a boy who didn't talk for a long time. The boy liked things to always be the same. Any changes would scare and upset him. The unknown was an unfriendly place. The boy was very sensitive to lights and sounds. So he built secret hiding places where they couldn't get in. The boy didn't like looking people in the eye. He wasn't trying to be mean, it just made him feel uncomfortable. Sometimes he would flap his arms again and again.
One day, I found out I have something called autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I found my voice and learned all the way I could live with it better.
Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
Welcome back to Revive. It's me, your girl, POC. Make sure you guys spread the word, spread the message. Always that right now we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive. Once again, we are live on timeforanawakening.com/revive, or you can just download the app or go directly to the website at TuneIn and just search Time for an Awakening. And you hit me, your girl, POC, live each and every winning Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And spread the word, spread the message, and subscribe to the Revive newsletter right now. We are dropping the Revive newsletter right now. The August edition of the Revive newsletter is going live tonight, right after this episode of Revive. So definitely stay tuned and subscribe right now. If you scroll down right under to that big blue button where you push to play, when you press play, you know, to hear me live each and every Wednesday. If you scroll down just a little bit under there, it's going to be a big subscribe button. Make sure you guys subscribe to the Revive newsletter. But we do have our next guest coming up, man. Man, I heard she was like the love doctor. She was the love guru. If you got any questions right now, make sure you give us a call, 215-490-9832. Yo, Trua, who we have coming on the Revive platform?
On the Revive platform, we have Julie Wedley, is a certified life and relationship coach and the owner of Eli Simone LLC, which is a boutique matchmaking and coaching firm for bold, brilliant, beautiful black women. Trained at both the Matchmaking Institute and Relationship Coaching Institute, Julie has learned that the ability to love and be loved is one of the most strongest force of nature, yet one of the most overlooked and underrated life goals. Infusing her no-nonsense, cut-to-the-chase personality, she challenges successful professionals to get back to the basics on building a fulfilling life. Her mission is to empower individuals to find and keep love by assessing individual goals and customizing strategies to achieve them. Her goal is to bring out the best in people so they can bring out the best in others. Julie, welcome to the Revive platform.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited to have you on, man. Rumor is you are the love doctor. You are the guru. If I need somebody to, you know what I mean? If I'm looking for somebody, I need to call Julie because she's going to match me up with that perfect somebody. Is that the truth?
Well, I hope so. I don't know who you're talking to, but I need to send them some flowers or something.
Definitely. So go ahead and tell the people a little bit about what you do and what makes you that love doctor. I'm going to give you that title today. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's totally fine. I think that working with Black women who, in my opinion, have been underrated for 400 years and more, at least in this country, we have so much to give. We're nurturers, we're mothers, we're community activists, we are, you know, the backbone of our communities. Yet when it comes to relationships, when it comes to love, it's almost last on the list. And so I said that I wanted to be that change that I sought in the world. I wanted to change the narrative that society places on our backs. And so that's why I decided to start Eli Simone, focusing on just changing, like I said, the narrative, but also helping women reach that goal. I mean, you see on TV, you hear on the radio, you hear everywhere that it's so hard for us in particular to find quality men or stay in relationships, stay in marriages, and it's just not true. So I'm here to change the game.
Definitely. And from what I hear, you are definitely changing the game. So I have a question. Just simply, mm-hmm. Does true love still exist? Does it still exist?
I mean, I think it does, but the thing is, like, what is true? You have to ask ourselves, what is true? Because what my definition of true may not be yours. My definition of true is that it's authentic, it's honest, it's consistent, and there's integrity there, and they're both equal partners. But to somebody else, that might look like he's coming through on a white horse or a Maserati, and he's got flowers in his mouth. So whatever true love is to you, you have to go and seek it. You have to go and create it. So yes, true love is out there, but you have to manifest it instead of it being placed in your lap.
So it's up to you to define what true love actually is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
I can agree with you on that one, definitely, because my definition of true love can definitely be different from my mom's and my grandma's, my dad, and et cetera. So I definitely agree with you on that one. So I'm going to go straight mm-hmm. to it. Is it trust or communication? What are we lacking?
In relationships?
Yes, in relationships.
I think it's a little bit of both. So I think the reason why there's a perception out there that dating sucks, or there isn't enough quality men or women out there, because we just don't trust that people out there are honest. When you go out on a date, you don't put your all in there. You have your guard up, because at the end of the day, you just don't trust this person. There's a lot of creeps out there. There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of horror stories when it comes to dating. We all hear the tragedies. We all hear the negatives. We all hear the train wrecks. And that's what we believe is out there. So we don't really trust anyone when we first meet them. It takes a while to build that trust. You're just not going to, you know, be given it. So there's a lot of mistrust. There's a lot of, people with their guard up when it comes to dating and being in relationships. But then also communication, how you communicate and how you receive information is totally different than, you know, someone else. So how I receive information may not be how you are communicating to me. So it's not about understanding people. It's about understanding your people. It's about understanding your mate, not, you know, a general people, like, say, for example, women. They say, well, I don't understand men and men don't understand women. We don't have to. You just have to understand your man. You just have to understand your woman.
Exactly. That makes a lot of sense. I agree with you on that one. So that leads into my next question, actually. What would you say, or what kind of advice that you would give, right, when it comes to that one question? Like, what is that one question that someone should ask, you know, their significant other, whether it's a man or a woman? which they should ask before they actually get into a relationship with that person? What is one of what's that one question that comes to your mind right now?
Where are you going? That is the question. Where are you going? What does your life look like 5-10 years from now? How do you see your life being played out? If you're not on the same path as that person, then it's a non-starter. So no matter how good they look, no matter how attracted you are to them, no matter how great you guys are together, you guys are cool, you guys are friends, you kick it, you're compatible, all that great stuff. But if you guys are veering off into separate lanes when it comes to your life vision and purpose, it doesn't, all that doesn't matter. So the question that you need to ask, and maybe the question is not even that you need to ask it, because you just need to experience it. Like, people feel like they need to ask the right questions. You need to experience people before you can really make a decision as to whether or not they're the right person for you, because words are just that. It's just words. It's the actions that are really telling you the story.
Definitely. So you threw the word actions in there, right? So let's say, I'm going to give you a brief scenario. So let's say I'm the breadwinner in the relationship, right? And I'm going to X, Y, and Z for my job. I'm one day I'm in Australia, the next day I'm in Paris or something for my job, and I'm trying to bring home the bacon for the family. Do you say that you should take that? And then your significant other starts to feel like baggage. You know what I mean? It starts to feel like you're carrying them along the way. Would you suggest or advise that, you know, you continuously bring them along the way as you're thriving in your own lane that you created with this person? Because before you got there, you know, the person helped you to get where you were going. And then once you got there, you just felt like you were dragging them and picking them up every time, you know, it was time for you to take off again. Would you advise or suggest that, you know, you stay with that person once they helped you to get where you were going and now you're there, but they're 10 steps behind you?
Well, this is the thing about relationships. It needs to be about we. Like, what are we, what is our goal? And this is especially true for married couples, not necessarily boyfriend and girlfriend, because it's very easy to stay in a individual, you know, single, one-track mindset. So if you're bringing this person along, you guys have only been dating for a certain amount of time, and you feel like they're dragging you, then it's much easier to say, you know what, you're dead weight to me. Let's move on. Or I feel like you're surpassing me in life goals or life stages, so, you know, it's best that we break up. If you're married, it should never get to the point where your significant other feels like they are dead weight, because it's supposed to be a team. You guys don't have to be doing the same thing. You guys don't have to be making the same money in order to feel like a team. In a team, everybody plays their role. As long as you understand what your role is and fulfill that role and check in with each other to make sure that everything that the team needs is being taken care of, then you shouldn't feel like your partner is dead weight, because they're pulling the weight that you guys have discussed.
Definitely. Okay, I feel you. You definitely just broke that down, because, you know, sometimes you feel like, oh, I owe it to that person because they helped me to get where I am, and now that I'm here, it's like, what are you doing to help me stay where I am? You know what I'm saying? So I agree with you with that.
But see, I think that, and I don't mean to cut you off, but I feel like that's a single person's mindset. When you're saying, well, you're not helping me out, what are you doing for me? It's you're single. You're thinking like a single person. When you're in a relationship, especially when you're married, it's about, what are we doing? Are we where we need to be, because somebody on the team isn't pulling their weight? If somebody on the team isn't pulling their weight, we need to discuss we need to shift some things around so that it's equitable. But it's equitable in that, you know, say the breadwinner, okay, you're bringing home the cheddar, you're bringing home the bacon, cool. Me, on the other hand, I'm taking that money, and I'm the budget, I'm the treasurer, I'm the financial secretary, I'm the PR, whatever ancillary role needs to be played in order to make the team whole. That's what you do. That's how you bring value to the team.
Yes, you have to bring value to the team. I agree with you 100% with that one. Definitely. But I want to jump into you know, some questions that seem to be the problem in my generation as millennials, right? So I want to know your answer in a true or false answer, right? Do you think that social media is the reason why, you know, we as millennials jump into situationships? True or false?
False.
I want you, you got to explain that one. Definitely explain that one.
Yeah. So social media is the fall guy for every social dating ill there is. Social media is a tool. It is just a tool. It is not breathing. It is not answering questions for you. It is not doing anything for you but what you tell it to do. So if you are having problems in your relationship, if you're having situationships, you put yourself into that, and social media was just a tool that catapulted you into the problem. So don't blame social media for the mistakes that you have made, or, like, say, for example, these situationships. You get into a relationship with some guy that you saw on Instagram or some met on Instagram, but he's liking all these extra pictures. And you're just like, okay, wait a minute. I thought we were dating. I thought we, you know, were going somewhere. And I see you're liking this person and you're talking to this person. And I don't know if they're sliding into your DMs or what have you. That is not a social media problem. That is a lack of communication and a lack of being on the same page with the person that you're dating. So I think social media kind of exacerbates problems in relationships, but it's not the cause of it.
Okay. I like that answer. So then another true or false question. So let's say I'm in a relationship, right? And mm-hmm. I just slid into someone's DM, not even off some sexual tension or anything of that nature. I just slid into someone's DM and I did not tell you about it. Did I just cheat? Mm-hmm. True or false?
False.
Explain. Please explain.
I mean, if there was no inappropriate reason for you to private message someone, because the term sliding into your DMs has such a negative connotation. Let's really call it for what it is. You messaged someone about something that was not inappropriate. How would that be considered cheating?
True. What you just said is true. The statement that you just said is true. Definitely. I don't think that sliding in someone's DM is cheating. I think the conversation or whatever you guys are talking about in that DM, you know, may can lead to cheating, but I don't think the conversation itself is cheating. So I agree with you on that, with that, the answer of being, you know, it being false. So I have a question, right? In your own opinion, you know, this is all opinionated here. We don't have any numbers for sure. But out of, you know, men, what would you say the percentage of men who cheat?
Oh, goodness.
Out of 100%, of course, what would you say? Your opinion.
I would say the percentage of men who cheat, and this is coming, this is has no facts behind it.
Yeah, opinionated.
Maybe 50%.
Half and half, okay. And what about women? What percentage would you say of women who cheat?
I would say 50%.
So everything is half and half.
And the reason why I say that is I don't think men have the, you know, the monopoly on cheating. First of all, it depends on what you consider cheating, what your definition of cheating is. Second of all, just because men are given a pass and it's more acceptable for men to cheat doesn't mean that they do it more so than women. So if I'm just throwing out numbers with no facts behind it, I would say that men and women in equal parts, if given the opportunity and they probably maybe won't get caught, they would do it.
That is true. That is true. So do you think that, you know, well, then, like I said, that would be opinionated as well, because I was going to say, do you think that when a person does cheat, or based off, you know, your own, what you have done in your business and things like that, based off the people that you have spoken to and counseled and consulted with and things like that, do you think that people actually admit to when they cheat? Do people actually say, yo, babe, I cheated. I stepped out on you. Do people do that anymore, or it's always a kept secret?
I think people do admit. It might not be at the time. Sometimes they are forced to admit it. Or sometimes they cheated because it was the only way that they could bring to light issues in the relationship. So a man who took the easy way, took the coward's way out, saying that he just didn't want to be with you anymore, decided to cheat on you and was sloppy because he wanted to get caught. Some part of his mind wanted to get caught. Or some, you know, it could be a chick too. It could have been a woman who said, you know what, I'm just going to flirt with this guy. I'm not going to be, I'm not going to be discreet about it. And I'm sure with social media being a tool that it can get back to my man. So it's going to force us to either break up or to confront a problem. So, I mean, cheating has so many layers. So it's difficult to treat it with one broad stroke, but all in all, cheating is just symptomatic of a problem in the relationship.
I have a question. This is True Heart here. I'm in the studio with POC, but can you break down the different types of cheating? Because to me personally, cheating is cheating and wrong is like, it's just all wrong. So can you like break it down to see like, so the listening audience can decipher?
So, speaking in generalities, to men, cheating would be physical. Like, I physically touched someone else. I kissed someone else. I was holding somebody else. Or I was, you know, I did something physical. Cheating to a woman may be you're spending a lot of time writing notes back and forth. You're flirting with other women, or you're complimenting, you know, women privately behind my back. To a man, that might not be considered cheating to him, mm-hmm. because he never touched her. I never did anything with her. I never slept with her. I didn't cheat. So I think it's all in perception, what you consider a betrayal to the relationship.
Okay, that definitely makes sense. Now, do you think that a relationship can ever be the same after cheating has occurred?
No, and it shouldn't be. Not to say that a relationship can't come back from cheating, but if you do, it will either be stronger or it will be weaker. When you have that first break in trust, then you either work your AWS off to make sure that your partner is secure in the relationship, so you both come out stronger in the relationship, and the relationship gets stronger. You have a stronger bond because, you know, let's just say Mary. I think her name was Tina, and her husband. They came out stronger after she found out that he was cheating. That's one way you can go. Or you can say, I caught you cheating. We never fixed the underlying problem in our relationship. I let it go, but I never forgot, nor did I forgive you for it. So now everything that you do, I am picking through it with a fine-tooth comb, and I'm resentful to you. We're no longer communicating with each other, and there's love is lost. So you either get weaker or stronger after that type of betrayal.
Definitely. That makes sense.
That kind of leads into my next question, though. So let's say I get into a relationship with my best friend, right? We were best friends before we got into a relationship. Now we're in a relationship. We're still best friends because, you know, we had the relationship that we had prior to us getting into a relationship, right? And then after, you know, we go through the relationship process, we figure out that, hey, we're just best as friends, but we still are best mm-hmm. friends. And then now you're moving on with your lives and you guys both have, you know, two individual significant others now. And mm-hmm. the significant others that you're with now don't believe that you are just solely best friends with, you know, your ex-girl or your ex-man. But at the same time, you were best friends before, you know, you even got into a relationship. Do you think that that's sticky, or do you think that that's common?
I think your husband is your best friend and your wife is your best friend. If you have a best friend of the opposite sex after marriage, then there's a problem.
Okay.
But what about just like in relationships as far as boyfriend and girlfriend?
What do you mean?
Like, can you still be someone's best friend that you used to date, but now you have, you know, we haven't taken it that far to marriage. We're just still in a relationship of girlfriend and boyfriend and things like that.
So when you get into a relationship with, when you get into an intimate relationship with someone else and you still are friends with your best friend, that relationship will inevitably change. It will alter. Because one, you should be respecting the intimate relationship that you are developing. That person should be the one that you are creating a deeper connection to. Your best friend should have maybe 60-70% of you, but your intimate partner should have all of you. So there should never be a competition between your best friend and your mate. It shouldn't even be a question, because if you were respecting the relationship, then you would kind of pull away from your best friend. Not to say that y'all not friends anymore. Y'all could be cool. Y'all can hang out with my mate and you bring a date too, but it will never be as tight as it used to be now that you have moved on with an intimate partner.
Definitely. So we want to get to know you a little bit more before we let you go, right? So to me, you are the love doctor. I'm putting it out to all my listeners and everyone who is supporting me on social network right now that I'm talking to the love doctors. Everything you just gave me sounded like, you know, you've been doing this for years. Like, you went to class and you said, I'm about to teach these people how to find that true, true love. Definitely. So I want to get to know you just a little bit. And I know my audience wants to get to know you as well. So I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and I just want you to answer them very quickly, very shortly, but I want you to answer them and give us your truth, right? So what does that beautiful initial first date look like to you?
Oh my gosh, go-karting.
Oh, that's awesome. What is that one trait? What is that one trait you're looking for from a spouse?
Integrity.
Awesome. If you can meet anyone in the world right now and have them as your own, alive or dead, who would it be?
Have them as my own?
Well, like being your, like a spouse, like have them together. You guys are together.
My husband.
Okay, that's a great answer. I know he's listening, right? Definitely.
Like, you ain't gonna trap me, girl.
Definitely. Would you rather date a man who is rich in life, or would you rather date a man who is rich in the pockets?
Oh gosh, definitely rich in the life.
Definitely, definitely. If you had to cook one dessert for your spouse, what dessert would it be?
Apple pie.
Okay, okay. Where are you from? Talk about some apple pie. Where are you from?
He's a southern boy, so okay. He loves him some apple pie.
Okay, definitely. And what is that one thing you look for when you look for when you see a man? Is it the eyes? Is it the body? Is it the clothes? Is it the shoes? What is that one appearance that really just sticks out to you?
Smile.
The smile. Dope. Thank you for that. And I appreciate your support today here on Revive. Once again, we are speaking to the love doctor today. Definitely. Go ahead and lay on them heavy, how they can find your social media, your website, if they need any consultation themselves, how they can reach out to your emails and things like that.
So you can reach out to me at my website, www.elisimone.com. I'm also on Facebook. You can look me up, Eli Simone LLC. I love Instagram, so at the Matchmaking Coach, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
awesome. I appreciate you once again for, you know, supporting the Revive platform and coming on and just educating us millennials, man. You dropped a lot of gems today, so I appreciate that. I'm also want to continue to network with you so we can have you on more, because we need this advice out here. You know, this black love got to stay alive. So we need people like you who are willing to, you know, give us that education that we need surrounding on, you know, just love in general, because many people don't talk about love. Not a lot of people are talking about love, and that's exactly what you do for a living. So I appreciate you and respect everything that you're doing, and I wish you many blessings in your future endeavor. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
No doubt. Have a great week.
You too.
So that wraps up another great interview and also another great episode here on Revive. I just want to say thank you for all my lovely guests who came onto the Revive platform. Man, we had a jam-packed show for you guys today. Today we talked about relationships here on Revive. Make sure you guys stay tuned and spread the word. We are live on Time for an Awakening each and every Wednesday, each and every Sunday. But I do want to drop a quick PSA. I am not going to be live this Sunday. Why? Because it is my goddaughter's first birthday. Woo! I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see her. I cannot wait to see my best friends. I cannot wait to see my family. I'm extremely excited. I'm going back down to the DMV area, showing love to my hometown. Man, especially my goddaughter. I cannot wait to see her. I'm extremely excited for that. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Give us a call throughout each and every show, because we are live tweeting and also posting on our timelines. But we want to hear what you guys have to say. You know, we want you guys to jump from behind those phones is what I'm trying to say, and actually give us a call, 215-490-9832. We want to hear your voice on Revive each and every time we get on these airways. Make sure you guys subscribe to the Revive newsletter. Once again, shout out to Harmony the Goddess for putting that together for us as well. We will be dropping the August edition of the Revive newsletter right after today's show. Also, shout out to True Heart for just breaking it down on social media. You're doing a great job. It's incredible. We get a lot of feedback on social media. Yes, each and every time we get on these airways. So I just want to say thank you to the Revive team and everyone who's supporting us. Once again, I will not be live this Sunday, but we are still going to play a pre-recorded episode of Revive starting at 11 a.m. So make sure you guys stay tuned. I'm also going to go live tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. Wake up, wake up, wake up with me, your girl PLC, each and every Tuesday and each and every Thursday at 7:30 a.m. Stay tuned. You guys, take your morning commute with me, Comments with Consciousness. Stay tuned. That goes live on Periscope, Twitter, and Facebook. So definitely check that out at, once again, at Revive_PLC. And I also got another interview I'm doing on Friday. So definitely check that out too. I'm going to be talking about relationships with someone else on the air. I'm going on their airwaves this time. So definitely check that out. I'm going to put that on the timeline. I don't have all the details right now, but I definitely will put that out on the timeline so you guys can stay tuned to that. Definitely. You know what time it is. It's me, your girl, PLC.